Hello and welcome to Loan Finance Online Weekly News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, and it's Monday, 11th May, 2026. First, on Tuesday, 5th of May, the Reserve Bank of Australia lifted the cash rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 4.35%. Lenders are moving, so repayments for home and business borrowers will edge higher, while some savings rates may improve. Take a moment to check your current rate, compare alternatives, and talk to your bank early if cash flow is tight. A quick, no-obligation eligibility check can show what you might qualify for without harming your credit score. Next up, the housing market looked to be leveling out by Saturday, 9th of May, as higher rates trimmed borrowing capacity. Agents report more hesitation from buyers, even though demand remains. If you're house hunting, refresh your borrowing power after the rate move. Keep a buffer for valuation shifts and consider flexible loan features rather than stretching the budget. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, 6th of May, changes were flagged to electric vehicle tax perks. The current FBT, that's fringe benefits tax, exemption for many EVs is set to be wound back from April 2027, with higher-priced models losing the full break and existing novated leases likely to be grandfathered. If a novated lease is on your radar, check timing, your employer's policy, and total running costs. Don't rush purely for tax. Compare lease and finance options side by side. And on Thursday, 7th May, new figures showed card spending hit a record in March, driven by higher living costs. That can leave more households carrying balances at high interest. If that's you, tighten repayments where you can and consider, if appropriate, a lower rate personal loan or debt consolidation. An obligation-free assessment can clarify options fast. That's the wrap. The federal budget lands tomorrow, Tuesday, 12th of May, so keep an eye out for measures affecting small business, housing, and cost of living. We'll unpack it next week. For tools, comparisons, and a free eligibility check, visit loanfinanceonline.com.au.